Not everyone can recall what prompted them to take a particular professional path. Linda Clifford can. She clearly remembers when she decided to pursue law. It was 1970, and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson had just created Earth Day. Since then, Clifford has worked on a variety of environmental cases and also issues dealing with the First Amendment, immigration, and open records.
My 32 years as a practitioner, both in the government and in private practice, I think has built a set of credentials that would be valuable to the court because I've represented real people with real problems.
3 years ago, Clifford helped a family from Kazakhstan get political asylum after they were persecuted for converting from Islam to Christianity. In another pro bono case, she's helping defend a Milwaukee-area businessman and peace activist who went to Iraq and was fined by the U.S. government for supposedly acting as a human shield. Those walking in the quiet neighborhood where Clifford lives can see a political yard sign for a local school board race. Its bright colors jut out in stark contrast to the surrounding snow. But there's no obvious indication of a potentially heated, high-spending state Supreme Court election. Clifford says the lack of local yard signs is a matter of priorities. Her campaign is saving its considerable cash for media buys after the primary. Groups like Wisconsin Democracy Campaign are concerned that outside groups will weigh in heavily with money. Current state Supreme Court rules prevent candidates from talking about issues they might rule on. Mike McCabe directs the Democracy Campaign.
In judicial races, you often see the candidates go mute and say much of nothing, and then these interest groups can come in and define the candidates, often with highly misleading statements.
Clifford started her career in the state attorney general's office. She's never been a judge, but says that hasn't stopped others from sitting on the high court, whether it be at the state or national level.
Justice Rehnquist came to the court with no prior judicial experience. The point is to diversify the decision makers on the court.
Clifford grew up in a family focused on work, education, and politics. Her first campaign lit drop was for her father, who ran for school board. One of her first jobs was at a steel mill north of Chicago, and she was the first in a family of Slovenian immigrants to get a college degree. She shares a musical interest with her family and plays both piano and harpsichord. Here, Clifford plays at an alumni recital in Beloit. The concert 7 years ago featured Clifford and another harpsichordist performing a piece by Bach.
Bach really speaks to both sides of my brain. The music is extraordinarily beautiful. It's also well-crafted, like a wonderful piece of architecture and mathematically appealing. It's like a well-crafted legal brief or a well-crafted legal decision.
Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.